Okay. From Get Haunted, lead investigator Lori Salerno. Already, I don't like this segment.
Yep, I'm with you.
What's with the creepy doll? Ruth, you're supposed to protect me from this stuff.
Seriously.
Why didn't you leave the creepy doll in the kitchen?
Because I ran away from it.
She actually did. I saw it.
She did. Really? Ran. She screamed.
It's the eyes.
It's little Xavier. He just became our
No
mascot.
Doll should have a name like that.
Oh, Xavier.
Creepy
Damien.
Friggin' doll.
Aw. It's my little boy.
Okay. You're weird. You have a boyfriend?
No.
I figured.
I'm just glad you didn't say
I mean that in a nice way. This is what could be it.
He's not haunted.
You ever have a first date, then you introduce him to the doll?
You should, yeah.
Okay. That's not to do on a first date, okay?
Oh, meet my
son.
He does
have his own chair, you know, that sits on it.
Ah, okay.
He likes to watch.
Ah, okay. This is... You ever put that together? Like, hey, you know what? I meet these nice guys. I bring them home. They see the doll.
Gotta accept both.
Really?
Gotta accept what I do.
Right. That is a terrible doll. That is terrible.
Just think that's probably not the weirdest thing in her house.
But don't you think you roll this out like 4 or 5 dates in? You know, not date one. I'm just
or
saying.
Maybe I'll take that advice. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, because you seem like a nice person, and I understand the attraction to the ghost thing. A lot of people are fascinated with ghosts.
They are.
You have some great audio that we're going to play.
Yes.
But I just think it's a little much for a guy to walk into first date apartment or whatever and meet the doll.
But I'm upfront with what I do. I'm upfront.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's
because
good.
It does scare people.
You can invite me over for Thanksgiving and have the most beautiful meal. If that thing's at the table, I'm leaving.
Right. Does that sit at the table at Thanksgiving?
Well, we'll this year now.
No.
She paused.
I can tell by the pause.
No, too my long family doesn't pause. Like it.
What? Who?
No, my family. So we're having family dinner. No, he's not invited.
Okay. All right.
Not invited.
She so puts it inside the turkey.
Is that how you get invited to stuff? Like, all right, can you come to this picnic, but
don't bring the doll.
Wow.
I didn't know that we had to specify that when we invited you in.
That's right. We didn't say don't bring the doll. Next time we're going to say don't bring the doll.
This morning, and I heard all these creepy dolls. I'm like, oh, he's coming with me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that? There's a cemetery in Naugatuck with a children's
section yeah.
which is the last thing you want to hear.
A lot of cemeteries have children's sections.
Really?
Yeah.
Too casual saying that.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I mean,
No, but it's weird, isn't it?
It just seems weird.
But
I know.
Do they separate other groups? Like, is there a senior section? It's like,
I mean, that's most of
the cemetery.
Yeah, how that came about, I don't know. But yeah, there's a few I've gone to. There's a children's section. And it is creepy.
It's horribly sad.
That's really
right.
sad.
Yeah. And then Emma was saying in this children's section of the cemetery, there are these types of dolls. Probably not that creepy as yours, but, you know.
The little plastic dolls.
The little plastic dolls with the little, you know, eyes, like one eye's open and one eye's closed, you know.
Mam,
with the long...
that's the sound.
With the long eyelashes and...
Well, people probably don't know how to get rid of them, so they're like, hey, I know, children's cemetery.
Somebody probably left it on a grave, and then over the years
People just keep adding.
Yep, and then becomes a thing.
Yeah. What's the deal with this thing? Is there any...
I don't want to know more about it.
No.
Well, I want to make sure this thing doesn't have some kind of, like, spirit living in it. Like, I want it out of here.
That was the first thing I wanted to know.
Absolutely not.
No, there's no problem. It's just a doll.
I just saw it, and I don't like dolls. It's funny, but I saw him. I'm like, I need to own this.
Okay.
And I got him, and I just started bringing him to our events, to our, you know, paracons, whatever. And people actually come seek him out now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, I just don't want this to be the part of some movie.
No.
Like the beginning of a movie. Like, yeah. This is how it all starts. Right, a radio interview, and then, you know, all hell breaks
loose. I promise he's not going to get up and walk.
All right. Like, I'm not going to turn to my computer, turn back, and he's gone, and then I hear little footsteps running around the studio.
I don't think so. I hope
Great.
Not.
Little voice in the radio waves, mama. You know,
Well, there's a recording of something similar.
Oh, really? No. All right. Let's start with what are we playing first?
Rosie, I think.
That's...
Yeah, what's going on with that? Set this clip up.
Okay. We're at the Haunted Shanley Hotel in Napanock, New York.
In and what?
Napanock? Come on, you never heard of Napanock?
A Napanock. A Napanock.
And it was built in like 1845. It's been through whole sorts of different things. But there's a story of at one point there was a barbershop, which is now a bordello. And the little girl was about 3 years old. And she disappeared. They couldn't find her. Well, across the street or on the property, there was a well. And she was said to have gone at 3 years old to get water and fell into the well. And it took them about 2 hours to find her. So other stories. Did she really go and fall? Was it, you know, more...
What, you think maybe the parents, the mom, or someone, you know, did something?
People go, you always ask the questions. And, of course, you're listening to different recordings. And people are saying that possibly maybe the father did it. But there's no proof of that. The story is
they found her in the well. They don't know how she got there.
Right. So now she's known to go to hang around her room in different parts of the, you know, the hotel. And we were just, you know, had pieces of equipment going. Somebody was recording. And then the next day we're playing back. And at the end, you'll hear a little girl's voice.
Okay.
I'm going to head in now. That blue light is really
Stop for 1 second, please. That sound that we're hearing, what is that?
The beeping is, I have...
check out at the grocery?
like an EMF dog. So basically, if an energy goes near, it starts beeping. So we had it in her room.
Okay, so this is a signal that something's happening.
That something is there.
Okay.
That's really funny.
Did Rosie ever have a dog?
Rosie's only, 3 years old, right? Now. When she was three. I've never seen this.
Okay, so first of all, when you hear the beeping, you should just stop talking. Okay?
Or leave. Just leave.
Just leave. Just run. Yeah.
This is like this poor ghost finally materializes and can't be heard because you two people can't stop talking.
We couldn't hear it. We didn't know it was coming through.
Right. But
so
you
we
see,
just
if
talking,
you...
But this
if,
is how you talk. This thing is a lot
if
of
If you
times,
hear beeping...
Well, the beeping is just the dog going off saying, okay, something's there. So you're trying to get it to do something more.
Is that what you're doing right there?
Yeah, so we're just talking. We hear the beeping.
But what are you saying?
We're just having a conversation.
It seems like you didn't know if she had a dog or something.
Well, we were asking. Somebody had asked the question, did Rosie have a dog? We don't know. She was like 3 years old.
Yeah,
you know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
If she had a dog,
like
she didn't know she had a dog.
You know? Like, we would have whatever. No clue she had a dog. So we're talking and just trying to get, you know, something more. Just kind of saying, oh, good girl, you're playing with the dog. And at the end, we hear, when we play it back, I'll tell you what it said. You hear, Mama, do you remember the dog?
Rosie's only, 3 years old, right?
When she was three.
I've never seen this. This is a minute.
That is creepy.
That's pretty clear, too.
That's real clear for usually these things. When you listen, you go, I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta be honest, the more I listen to this, the more it sounds like a grocery store. You guys are talking, there's beeping, and there's a kid just talking about a dog in the background.
Yeah.
You can believe that, that's fine. If that's what gets you through the... But no, we were sitting,
I want a bagel!
Yeah. What kid wants a bagel? If they're at the checkout, there's just candy bars at eye level.
They want candy, yeah.
If the kid wants a bagel, that's a crazy ghost. That's a ghost you got to watch out for.
I don't think they had candy in the 1800s.
Did they have bagels?
I want a Danish.
In New York? Upstate New York? What year did bagels come around? See, as a ghost investigator, you should
these
be checking into
gotta,
this. Dogs, bagels, candy. What was that kid looking for?
Rosie's only, 3 years old, right?
When she was three.
I've never seen this. This is a minute.
Oh, man, that is...
Mama!
Yeah.
All right, you didn't play with that at all. You didn't put that in there?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
What about your doll friend there?
He wasn't around then.
Mama!
Yeah, if this thing starts talking, I'm out. Like, yeah, I might grab it by the ankles.
I'm with
you.
I'll leave too.
I had a bagel.
It's Lori Salerno. She's the lead investigator with Get Haunted. Just played us some crazy audio of what sounded like a child talking about a dog in a supermarket.
At the checkout.
At the checkout.
All right, what are we going to hear next?
Is this the piano one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, actually, it was at the same location, but a different visit. And it was about 3 in the morning. Everybody had gone to sleep. And a few of us, about maybe 7, 8 of us, were just hanging around the table. The other side of the room was a piano. And we were just, you know, talking. I'm like, hey, if there's a spirit here, play me a song. Then we're going back for that. I mean, what I sent was obviously just a snippet. But so I'm like, okay, give me one or two notes. And then towards the end, right before our reaction, you'll hear those two notes.
Oh, yeah. Can you play the piano for us?
You know, it'd be cool if the ghost went into Benny and the Jets.
Oh, I would have loved it.
Dun, 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 dun. Like, all right, we got ourselves a fun ghost here.
That would have been awesome.
A ghost that died in the 70s. Yeah.
I wish they could do that, you know, because you ghost hunters go and you ask them to do all kinds of stuff, like make a sound, show sign,
yep,
you know?
Yep.
And it would be fun if it was comedic.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Why is there a little echo on here?
We had a Phasma box going, which is... It's a piece of equipment that kind of scans radio stations, and you're listening for...
Oh, you're trying to pick up frequencies?
Frequencies,
like
hear voices.
Frequencies
like
stuff?
Interference?
Yeah, just trying to get... Because that's where they'll talk through. They'll talk through that interference.
Did the Ghostbusters have any of this stuff?
I don't... Yeah, probably.
Probably. Right? Yeah.
I don't recall, but probably.
Okay.
Does anybody there know an instrument?
I'm out of there.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah, why would you?
Even
say?
Those notes were not fun notes.
No.
No, and the next sound you would hear is my car starting and taking off.
Yeah, you hear footsteps. Yeah. It's like one of those cartoons where the guy runs through the wall and you just see an outline
of
Chaz.
Outline.
Ruth, did you tell Lori about what happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my ghost encounter at the bowling alley. Yes. Well,
I heard it when she talked about it on the radio. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What'd you think about that?
I think that's insane. That's crazy.
Isn't that
that's,
creepy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm creeped out by dolls. That's why the minute I saw that thing, I... Oh,
yes, I walked off the elevator and
it
she
has
screamed.
A name, Ruth.
I'm sorry, Xavier.
Thank you. I don't want to disrespect the demon doll.
Right?
I'm not calling it by its name. It's okay. A doll.
That's how it gets attached to you.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, he's a good boy.
Now, if you go to like the World Series game and you sit down next to someone and it's them and the doll,
leaving them the hell alone.
Yeah.
The hell alone.
I'm going to guest services and getting a new seat. And, you know?
Oh, my God.
Should have brought that to L.A.
Yeah, ooh. No kidding.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Do we have another clip or was that it?
There's one more, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
This is audio from the video, correct?
This one came with video evidence.
This is a ball rolling.
Oh, that one,
the
yes.
The ball moving.
Yes.
Set this one up.
Okay. This was actually recently at New Egypt Museum, which is in New Egypt, New Jersey. And up in the attic, there's two rooms, and it's just divided by...
Now, what
by...
kind of museum is it? Is it a museum in a house, a building?
Yeah, it's like a house.
Okay.
It's a house.
So it's like
house...
someone who's running their own museum?
No, it was sold to the city, and they took over, and they make it, you know, a new Egypt of the, you know, the town.
Why is it a museum? Was there something
it was
significant
sold, it was
that
sold...
happened at the house?
This was in New Jersey. It was just... there's really no known... It was just a family-owned house throughout the years.
And the town says, let's make a museum here.
Basically.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Okay.
So the attic is divided into two rooms. Now, the only way to get through one side of it was like a cutout. So we put the ball between the two rooms. It's hard to picture.
Okay.
It's like they didn't have it.
Well,
you had to climb into the other room.
I saw the video. So no one wanted to go into the other room?
Oh, no. We were split. We had some on one side, some on the other.
Okay.
We had other equipment going.
In this particular, why did you get a phone call? They said something's going on here. There's
No, it's known to be haunted, so they opened it up for investigations.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like the basement from Blair Witch Project.
Oh, that's not great.
That does. That's what it looked like. That's exactly what it reminded me of.
Yeah, but it is the attic.
And then that, all right, so, and then you get the ball set up on this, like, half wall in between the two sections.
Right. Okay. It was there for a few minutes before it happened.
Okay.
All right, just me and Linda in here. Can you push that ball towards us?
It's rolling.
Oh, my God.
Our reaction is hysterical. We didn't want to scare the spirit, so we're like, oh.
Yeah, first you're like, holy crap. And then it's like, oh, it's very good. Very nice.
What was that Twilight Zone episode where everybody had to listen to the little kid or he would, like, kill him with their mind?
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah. There's Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah,
little
like,
Billy.
Yes, Billy, you did a great job. Yeah, that's what they also.
Oh, my God.
That's creepier than the ball rolling.
That's funny. You guys are able to get these ghosts to do things.
Not
which
always.
Is pretty good.
Not always. I mean, there's some.
I know. We're
sit
hearing
there
the clips of many, 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 many hours of sitting there asking for tricks and
basically,
they never happened.
I mean, we were in there, we left, went back. And, you know, other times I've gone to places that, you know, known to be very haunted and got nothing.
Yeah.
It's, we, you know, we play by their rules.
Do you charge for your services?
Yeah, we do for our events. It's money goes back to that location.
Oh.
Basically. So, yeah. So we bring guests in. The way we work our events is first part of the night, we take people around to the hot spots. We show them different pieces of equipment. Then the second part, we set them free. They get to go roam. They can borrow our equipment.
Oh, wow.
We're there if they want us.
Cause, oh, it's like be a Ghostbuster night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
that's
know,
kind
so,
of fun.
Because we get people who've never done this to
right, they're
to,
interested,
to groups.
But
yeah,
they,
to
you
teams,
know, the gear is
yeah.
not cheap. Yeah.
Right, right. So, and most of these places you have to carry a heavy insurance policy to get in, and most people can't afford that. So, we offer them the opportunity to come and investigate with us.
Have you ever come across anything like demonic that was more than like a ghost or a spirit?
Nefarious or, yeah.
You know, I think me personally thinks that term gets thrown around a lot. I think there's some more aggressive. I mean, I've been pushed. I've been scratched. I would never say it was demonic.
Right.
They're trying
been,
to get
wait,
your...
wait, wait. You've been pushed?
Yeah. I've been grabbed. I've been scratched. Yeah.
Like left a mark? Scratch?
Yeah. Yeah.
By a ghost?
By a ghost.
Okay.
No, you can't see. For me, it's just more like, how could something do this?
Yeah.
How?
Thank you for scratching me. You're such a good ghost.
Well, it was
oh, and
funny
now you're pushing me.
I was like,
thank you.
It was weird. I was excited. I'm like, oh my God, I got scratched. Yeah, I had the three scratches right across my chest.
Oh, isn't three a bad number?
Yes.
I guess. But it's like, for me, it's like, how? How could this happen? And trying to understand that.
Mm.
There's no science to it.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe it's Satan.
No, it's not.
Could it be Satan?
I like your, you know, approach to this, though. It's like you're scratched by like a demon. It's like, huh.
Time to get a doll.
I wonder how that.
I ran out and got my friend up, like, take a picture, look.
You're a lot of fun. Thanks for coming on. And
well, thank
wow,
you.
Incredible audio. And we'll link up to your website on the radio station website, WPLR.com. Lori Salerno, lead investigator, Get Haunted. Have a happy Halloween.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Asking the tribe to call in ghost stories. 203-882-9757. Chris on the road.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
My cousin, when she had her little daughter with her, they were driving along a road they'd never been on before, and the girl got all excited. She said, look, Mommy, that's where I used to live with my other mommy and daddy. And my cousin, of course, got all freaked out. I told her, I said, geez, you should try to find out who used to live there. She's like, nope, I'm not interested in that at all. It's kind of a reincarnation type thing, you know?
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've heard kids can, like, if they're young enough, that's like the speculation, the conspiracy theory. They can remember their past lives up until like 3 or 4 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah, they say that they can do stuff like that if it's a real thing. But
right.
That's kind of freaky, you know?
I would have looked that up.
Yeah, I would have looked
too.
And what's the date of the different, what, you know, is there a timed experience? So like, you know, one person dies And then is there a, you know, yeah. All right, you're in this, you're sitting in this waiting room here for, you know, X amount of
go
time.
Back to like the transfer portal.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
It's kind of like Beetlejuice. Yeah. Or is it like you're dead and then boom.
Just right to the next one.
Wah, wah, wah.
You just see a bright light and you're born and it's like, oh no, this all over again.
Yeah. Right. Oh, not again.
You got to learn how to talk and walk and all that. Yeah.
No. Oh my God. So, all right, Chris, thank you. Man, that is wild.
Hey, you guys take care.
Thank you. You too, brother.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I believe there was a special of children who had remembered dying in 9/11. They specifically, and it was not just one. It was like a couple of different kids who were talking kind of specifically about their experience.
Ugh.
I don't remember exactly when or where this aired, but I remember seeing like a clip, and I'm like, I can't watch that.
I'm out.
I cannot do that.
Nope.
Chris and Nugatuck.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got a pretty good one. I used to live in Brantford, very old area, and strange stuff started happening. Like, we would hear people talking, but like couldn't make it out. We actually had to have an investigation company come in called Connecticut Soul Seekers. It's actually on YouTube. It's a Connecticut Soul Seekers Brantford investigation. You can see some crazy things, hear people talking. My ex-girlfriend's son used to see people walking down the hallway. I got scratched on my back on camera during the investigation. It was crazy.
Holy crap.
One of the weirdest things I've ever been through.
All right. So did they resolve it? Did you move? What happened?
See, no, it kind of follows me because it's been going on since I was a little kid. My wife and I got remarried, and we went to Aruba, and I walked into the oldest church ever on the island. And for some reason, I felt like everybody's emotions in that church. I started bawling my eyes out. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? I had to get out of that church. I felt like all the sadness, happiness, anger, everything. So it's been following me since I was a kid, and no, it's not resolved. My mother passed away. She's haunting me. It's just for some reason. Somebody told me I might be an empath or a clairvoyant, but I don't know it.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh.
What happened at the house in Brantford for the investigation? Why? What happened before you called?
My girlfriend and I, and my ex-girlfriend and I, anytime we would be intimate, the bedroom door didn't close all the way. You would swear to God somebody's peeking through the door, and it would slam, boom, hard. Like I said, you would hear people talking gibberish. And the last straw was I got scratched on the middle of my back, three lines. No way I could have did it. I can't reach it. So she was friends with the girl from Connecticut Soul Seekers, and they came in and did the most professional investigation. She got attacked. I got attacked. Anytime they took a picture, like if you take a picture with a flash in a pitch black room, the whole room should light up. Whenever they took a picture of me, it would just be black all around me. Black around anybody took a picture. You could see a black person, like a black shadow laying across the couch. It's literally on YouTube. If you go to Connecticut Soul Seekers Brantford Investigation, you can see it. And then there's a breakdown of it. They show actually where I literally, you see my shirt get lifted up, I get scratched.
Wow.
There you can hear people talking. They're asking to turn the flashlight on. The flashlight gets turned on. Can you turn it off? They turn it off. We actually all had to go outside at one point because it got so evil.
So, Chris, when
they performed Reiki on me, I guess it's called Reiki, and it was fine for a while, but I guess it wears off after a while.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. Right.
After a while, you can't smell it. Yeah, Chris, when you were what's intimate that? And the door cracked open, at what point did it slam? During, while you were still being intimate, or when you were done?
During. Always during. Like, it was like something was jealous. Something was angry.
Right.
Her son would be sitting on the couch. And, Mom, the guy's walking down the hallway again. You would see shadows walking down the hallway. You could literally hear it. One day we walked in the house, and it was like November. The windows are all closed. You can hear women talking. It was like almost like gibberish. We're like, hello, but you couldn't make out. You couldn't make out like,
oh my
the
God.
Words. But, yeah, it's been happening since my mother passed away. We woke up. I got pictures right now. We woke up this morning.
While you're being intimate, did it open and slam? After your mother died or before your mother died?
Your mom's
way
watching.
Way before my mother died.
Oh, way before. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So did you, when you're being intimate and the door slams, do you keep going?
No, you kind of lose that. He gets a little
kind of pops the bubble.
You know what I mean?
It pops the bubble.
He's like, I'm out of here. He's not hanging out for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd rather the girl scratches your back instead of the ghost, you know? That's kind of
pretty much.
Yes.
And what Phil was talking about with the 9/11 with the kids, one of the kids actually went to an address that was the woman that died. and 9/11. And this kid knew the name, where it happened, what floor she was on, and the kid knew it.
Wow.
So I saw what they was talking about on that 9/11 special with the kids being reincarnated.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's not for me. I can't watch that stuff. That is unreal, though.
Phil, did you look up the Branford investigation of the Connecticut Soul Seekers?
Yeah, there's not a lot of audio that's compelling, but the pictures that they take, yeah, you can see.
So you see the pictures where you see me sitting there, and it's just black surrounding me.
Yeah, that really is wild because the bottom half of the picture is lit normally. And then it's like it just kind of fades out. And then, like, as it gets to your face, it's just completely black.
Black. And then if you look at the one where they're on the couch, you'll see, like, a black shadow sitting on the couch. It was just, it was crazy.
And, his whole torso had marks on it. So, like, his back, his side, his stomach, like, you saw there was, like, it was almost like lines were forming.
Yeah.
It happened right on camera.
Whoa.
I need a young priest and an old priest.
Have you considered buying a creepy doll?
No creepy dolls in my house. I'm good with all that.
We can get you a Xavier.
When's the last time you had something weird happen to you?
This morning. I woke my wife up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get yelled at. The two chairs in the dining room were stacked on top of each other, and I'm a plumber. We just bought a vanity, and the box was stacked on top of it. I actually just took pictures of it this morning. All the cabinet doors were open. This happens all the time, and my wife gets mad. She's this morning, "This has been going on for 20 years. I've been here, and I've never had, doesn't bother me." You know what I mean? I guess it bothers just me.
She's done with it. She's like, "Don't wake me up for this nonsense."
Yeah, this morning, literally, the two chairs were, and they're stacked like, I got a picture of it. I wish I could send it to you guys, because it's stacked like you can't, there's no way it was balanced. I have two cats that would knock the thing over in a second.
You have a picture?
Yeah, send it to the Facebook. Or
text it right to the number you called. Yeah.
Okay. I could do it actually right on the phone with you guys.
All right. Holy crap.
It was crazy this morning. I get yelled at for it. You know, my son's kind of been experiencing it a little bit, too.
Oh, no.
Jeez. You're passing it on.
Yeah, wow. These pictures came out all blurry and weird. Oh, my God. I got the one with the chairs stacked on top of each other, though.
Okay.
I will send that to you guys right now.
Send your number, too. I want to stay in touch.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, it's going to come through with the number here, right?
Okay.
With this number?
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Bill and Trumbull.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. So, yeah, I heard Lori on the air. I know her personally. She's cool. So, I had I do healings, and I try to stay away from the exorcism, but I do that, too. I can. And I was at Tony's Huntington Inn before it closed, and had a friend of mine come up to me and goes, "I have a problem, Bill. I know you're into the paranormal." I says, "What's your problem?" I'm sitting here drinking a beer, chilling out. And he goes, "I have a succubus." And I just looked at him and I shook my head. I said, "That's not good." And then he explains it to me, what's going on with him.
What is a succubus?
A couple of my ex-girlfriends.
Succubus is, all demons are asexual, but they will come at you as a female or a male. An incubus is a male, and they will rape you.
Oh.
You'll get sleep paralysis when you can't move, and then they do whatever they want to do to you.
Yeah.
And so that happened to him, and so I was explaining to him, you know, I have a friend who's an exorcist, and I'll give him a call, and we'll set up a time, we'll come over and try to handle this situation for you. And then I'm jerking, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? I don't need Sean. I'll take care of it. Because I've had run-ins before.
I hate to do this, Bill, because this is a great story. Can we, because we got a couple of other good ones I want to try to get to. What happens at the end of all this?
So at the end, long story short, I get scratched on my neck. It felt like somebody branded me. And I put my hand over, I swore out loud, the whole bar looked at me like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? I look at him, I go, what's on my neck? He goes, it's an X. He goes, you did that. I go, no, I didn't. And I asked him 4 months later, because we never got to do the exorcism, how's your succubus? It's gone. I said, since when? He goes, since the day you talked to me. That's when I realized I had the gift. Because as a healer, I just take attachments off of people. So that guy that was on the phone before, feel free to give him is my number to him, because I can take care of it.
Okay, we got it in the caller ID. Thank you, Bill.
That's a good meeting of two guys. The guy that has the big problem, the guy that can solve it. Let's make some magic happen here.
Joe, Long Island.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. So I listen to your show often, and
thank you.
One thing I want to say is a lot of people keep talking about getting scratched three times, and that's actually that's the mocking of the Holy Trinity. You're only going to get that with a demon or something like that. A bad ghost. I'm talking to you guys right now, and I'm getting a little choked up. And I've been experiencing this shit my whole life. And
stuff.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But so I moved out to New York when I was about 6 years old from a foster home, and the house we lived in, it was weird. I would cry a lot. We would see things happen. Chairs would move, things like that. And my mom wanted to move out of the house, so we did. And then we found out that the people we got it from, the mother had hung herself, and she had drowned a little boy in a bathtub. And I don't know. I've had stuff like this my whole life. It's crazy.
Is it better now?
I haven't. The last thing I had happen was, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. It was, we were visiting a place in Pennsylvania, and I got a really, like, eerie feeling. And it's, when I get it, it's for real. I start smelling like sulfur, and it's crazy. But, you know, it gets better, but it gets worse too.
Any chance you can get into the Dodgers dugout tonight? I'm just trying any. Like, how can close, we? Can I watch one, you know, win?
That worked, man. I would love to see the Yankees do something, but it's wow. The Dodgers are amazing, man.
They are hot. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are amazing.
And the Yankees are equally cold.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they one time visited that same house. We don't know.
Yeah.
I hope they do, man, because it's, well, you know what? Dodgers, I think, did the second most World Series as well. So they were in New York at one time.
Right.
So
it's that New York magic.
Why.
All right, Joe.
I want to thank you guys, too. You reach a lot of people, and thank you so much.
Joe, thank you, brother.
Yeah, what a story.
No problem.
All Yankee right. fans are down so bad, they're trying to claim past Dodger titles as New York titles.
I was just trying to get a curse.
Hey, they're
Ohtani.
From New York, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, technically, yours are mine, too. Yours are mine.
70 years
That
ago.
Is New York stuff.
Yeah.
When you count them all up, some of that's New York.
Man, that is down bad.
Yep.
Big Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Had two scenarios for you. I have a relative, when she was a teenager, her and her girlfriend were playing with a Ouija board. And they had, I remember that she said they had activity on it. Nothing bad happened, but they put it back in a closet, and every once in a while it would fall off the shelf. It was crazy. And they ended up taking it, and they buried it in the backyard of the house.
Yeah, you're supposed to close it out, like you're supposed to open it up and then close it out at the end. And if you don't do that last part, then I guess the spirit stays in the board or stays on this plane. So, like, you always close out your Ouija boards at the end.
Right,
thank you.
Right. Hey, the other thing I had is I got a set of twins. I got a girl and a boy.
I like how just Mike was like, yeah, yeah, right, okay,
like,
whatever.
It's like, yeah, listen,
thanks. There's some
like
demon walking the earth now. Mike's like, yeah, yeah, whatever, okay. Here's my next story.
Let's hear about it.
Thanks, Mike. All right, go ahead.
When my daughter was maybe 3 and a half, she used to start talking to her. She was learning to talk and talking. She would talk about her old family, her old house, and my wife and I would ask her about it. And she says, no, not right now. And then we asked her, you know, every once in a while, and all of a sudden it just stopped.
Whoa.
Didn't pursue anything, but that's what happened.
What would she say?
Well, I used to have I lived at an old house before, and Lala, I used to live here, and that, just talking to us. And then she said, I had another family, my other family, and she wouldn't give any names or anything, but.
Oh, man.
But she's fine now. She's well balanced.
All right. So you never like woke up in the middle of the night and looked, and she's standing in the doorway with a knife or something?
No, that's okay. My wife.
Well, there's your show promo.
That was Mike. You're great.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, you guys have a great day.